Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited about our show today. I have two lovely ladies with me. I've got Cheryl Najafi as well as Jackie Gutierrez, and both of these ladies bring a tremendous amount of experience and a wealth of knowledge. Cheryl is a New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur. In 2010, she founded the leading food recipe website, EverydayDishes.com. And in 2018, she founded The Cause Collection, a socially responsible online clothing company that supports nonprofits who fight for tolerance, humanitarianism, and social justice. As a part of the shopping process, every customer is encouraged to use their purchasing power to advocate for the cause of their choosing. In addition to funds contributed from the customer's purchasing power, The Cause Collection also makes quarterly contributions straight from its working capital to directly support its nonprofit partners. As a company supporting these causes, it's rooted in their culture. The mission and actions of The Cause Collection and its community show they put their money where their heart is. Jackie brings experience as an entrepreneur and active volunteer to The Cause Collection. Her career has included founding and leading startup enterprises, designing go-to marketing strategies, e-commerce website design, product design, and manufacturing. Becoming CEO of the social enterprise represented the quintessential hybrid of her experience in fashion, digital, and serving marginalized communities. Jackie and Cheryl are motivated by challenging the typical business model by using fashion as a fundraising tool and rigorously testing their product design to satisfy a variety of women's body types. In her spare time, Jackie is busy raising her 8-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son with the support of her husband in the desert of Arizona. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Hi. Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, that was a very wonderful bio there of both of you. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourselves and your journey and how you sort of came together on this and a little bit of that background that led up to it, even though we got quite a bit of information on that from your bio. Just fill in some of those gaps.
Well, I started the Cause Collection in a response to the divisiveness that was happening, not only in our country, but around the world. Oftentimes, the headlines and what gets our attention is just how nasty we are to each other. And I really believe that we're more than that as a culture, as a humanity, that we really want to find, you know, opportunities to help one another. And so we're using clothing as a conduit to bring together a community that wants to help and support each other.
Yeah, so this is Jackie now. You know, this company, because it's mission-driven, and it really is the perfect representation of what Cheryl and I believe in. You know, she and I both truly believe in having meaning in the work we do. And so meeting Cheryl and launching this company with her was just really perfect timing and, you know, just a real gift to me. And, you know, that's something that timing is really important as an entrepreneur, and luck is too, right? And you just never know when the right opportunity is going to happen. And that's not only is this company growing and, you know, we're finally starting to see some success. The success, you know, is really that we found, you know, each other and can build something that we both truly believe in. So, yeah, it's awesome.
That is great. So tell me a little bit about how the customer gets to choose where they want their sort of purchasing power to advocate the cause of their choosing. How do they do that?
So this is Cheryl. So our cause partners are listed on our site if you do a little digging about who we are. And also at checkout, you're reminded that we give to these three causes. So humanitarianism, social justice, and tolerance. And so it'll prompt you at checkout to ask which bucket you would like our donation on your behalf to go to. So you really get to feel like you're a part of building this community and moving the needle towards change. We're stronger together. So as you become a consumer and a community member with us, then you get to participate in the change that we're helping to facilitate.
Great. So how has the business shaped your lifestyles today?
This is Jackie. Running a startup company, you have to be extremely decisive and you have to constantly, you really have to surround yourself before you start with a group of mentors that you can call on while you're ramping up the company for all the different needs that are going to come at you, right? And so it's important to, be open to the network that you've created because you're going to need help from them. And just be ready. For me, it shaped my lifestyle in that I have to remain decisive. I must remain focused. I have to maintain balance in my life to have the stamina to continue to just, forge ahead constantly. And you have to stay healthy and just to maintain it. And as the company starts to grow, continue that really. Yeah.
Well, and this is Cheryl. I'd like to piggyback on that because I'm probably one of the most outgoing introverts you'll ever meet, in meaning that I'm really engaging if I know you, and I love my friends and I love the people I trust, and I'm very optimistic and bubbly, and I have a lot of personality if I know you. If I don't know you, I'm extremely shy. And so this particular company, when I was in media, had the media company, I was behind, the screen, right? I never put myself out there one-on-one. But with this new company in fashion, kind of piggybacking on what Jackie has said, where you have to lean on your mentors, I've also had to network and get out there and join women's groups and, get my vision and my my work in front of people that, can help propel the mission along. And that's been a huge learning curve for me because it's really difficult for me to make the first move. But I've had to, and I'm starting to enjoy my new persona.
Yeah. And this is Jackie. So yeah. And I think some of that comes from the shift in how the consumer consumes so much content. And, we have to, as a brand and just any entrepreneur, we have to build a community beyond just our mentors. Our customers, we need to connect with them. We actually do care about everything we're making and all that we're doing and the impact we're making. So, Cheryl and I come from a different generation in that, we weren't so visible back in the day. And now I think, we know how important it is to be visible and to connect with our customers that's been a shift for both of us. And that's just, the way that marketing has changed and how businesses have changed. We're much more consumer centric than we ever were before, which I actually love and Cheryl loves. So yeah, that's been different.
Good. So let's talk about some of the skill sets that you both feel that you have that has really contributed to your overall success. I think that people are always trying to identify those key skill sets that they either possess or that they need to work on. So what do you think, sort of, if you girls were to choose your superpower, what would that be for each of you?
This is Jackie. I think that my main superpower when it comes to business is that I'm extremely customer centric. And I really listen to the customer. And I mean, I start with an idea, of course, and that comes from knowledge, right? And experience and your gut. You got to have a gut instinct, but you have to listen to your customer, what they're telling you, and that you may not like it, but it's the truth. And so I think that any entrepreneur has to, if they don't have it naturally, that where they listen to people, you do have to learn to listen to your customers. And my ability to focus, I think, is really integral to the success of the company. And that is a must. because there's so many directions you could go when you're starting a company. And you do have to be open to pivoting if you need to, but you also have to maintain focus. Otherwise, you'll never get the answers you need.
Absolutely.
And this is Cheryl. And, you know, when you start a company as an entrepreneur, you pretty much come in with an idea and maybe a handful of skills that you can implement in order to make your dream an actually thriving business. But beyond that handful of skills, you tap out. You can't do everything. Mm-hmm. And so what's really important is, you know, from a leadership position, because you're going to be hiring people to come in and help you out, hopefully sooner than later, is you have to trust them. You have to give them their job description and let them do it. Micromanaging kills creativity mm-hmm. and drive. And so as an entrepreneur, it's our baby, and we nurture it and feed it and, you know, take care of it. But we also need to let it go, let someone else take, you know, the afternoon with it and, you know, walk it in the stroller or whatever, wherever this metaphor is going.
Right.
But, you know, be confident enough to trust the persons that you've hired, to do their job and to let them thrive.
I couldn't agree more. And that's a struggle for a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, because you come in, or business, startup businesses, you have to wear so many hats in the very, very beginning, a lot of times for financial reasons, and then it becomes more of a habit. And then when you are starting to we can hire this out, it's hard to let that go. I think that's the big struggle and balance that a lot of business owners have, and that they just don't trust the people that they've hired to do the job, because I hear this all the time. When you know how to hire somebody, because I just feel like I can do it probably better than most people, or by the time I've explained it, I could have done it. I'm like, that's true for the first or second time, but
yes,
once the person learns to do it, that's not going to be true forever. And you're going to be able to do the things at a much higher level that require you to grow. And I just think people really struggle with that.
Yeah, you have to. At some point, you have to hand it off to grow. You have to. No other choice.
So share with us maybe one of your biggest accomplishments, or something that you're really proud of that you'd like to share with our audience.
Well, I think as a female, this goes without saying, but that, you know, my number one accomplishment is rearing three curious and activist children that really feel like they have a place in the world. You know, the Cause Collection stems out of activism, quite frankly. It's mm-hmm. Do good and look good kind of scenario. We're going to do what, you know, good for other people, and, you know, give us a little bit of, you know, something for ourselves, not just, you know, in the clothing, but feeling good about, you know, doing something for others. And so to see my young adult children have the same value system that, you know, I have in helping others is probably my biggest accomplishment so far. And, you know, that they're 20 years old, 20, 20 and 19. And so if I can create this company to be as thought-driven and impactful as I've hopefully, you know, created in my children in the last 20 years, I think that we're going to be a huge success, because the company will then be able to move the needle so much more than any one individual could in a life of philanthropy. So I'm using my role as a mother, which I think we all should tap into, any of us that have children, and really lean on that and you know, feel positive about the work that you've done in motherhood or being a woman and being a nurturer, and use those skills, you know, to take it into your job for the future.
Yeah. I mean, this is Jackie. So, yeah, that's so awesome. And, you know, my kids are younger, and I look to Cheryl, for advice on what I'm going through with my kids right now. And she's been so successful at raising her kids that, yeah, I mean, that's what I hope is going to be my biggest accomplishment. I am proud of starting my last company and getting into department stores while having babies in my office. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm proud of us launching this company while having school age children, you know, and balancing all of that. So we're both, you know, we both had such similar experiences, and motherhood is our number one most proud moment. So it's pretty cool.
And I mean, I have to, this is Shrug, and I have to bring it up because so often, and this was in my case too, is that, you know, we feel like we already have a job, a full-time plus job in raising kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is a balance, and you don't have to be superwoman in order to get it done. You just need to pull from the strengths that you already know in motherhood. And, you know, those strengths are relationship building, trust, confidence, support. You know how to do all of that with your family. And so as you venture into, you know, starting a company for yourself, don't go in it thinking that, gosh, I've never done anything like this before. You know, this is going to be so hard. Say, no, I've done this before. I have great kids. I'm going to use that same skill set and put it into the people that I work with. And it works.
Yeah, and the juggle of raising kids is exactly what a startup is.
Yeah, totally.
So it really is. So you can do it if you've raised kids.
Isn't that the truth? And every day brings a new set of opportunities, let's just say, because sometimes they're challenges and sometimes they're like so exciting. and then one day can be the total polar opposite of the next, especially. Yeah. And I was going to say, especially when you raise teenagers. But you know what? It's like that when they're 7 or 8. It's always, you know, it might not be as big, but to them in that moment, it's just as big. So absolutely. All right. Well, let's talk about then a challenge or struggle or something that you've gone through with the business and how you worked through that.
I think I'll go first here because this is Cheryl. It kind of leads into the partnership that I have with Jackie. So I started the company under a different name, and I had never been in fabric manufacturing before. Let me redo that. I had never been in manufacturing before. I designed clothes all my life. I know, you know, textiles. I know fit, but I'd never took that to market. And so I struggled in the beginning because the manufacturing world, especially domestically, is so fractured. It's like we've lost an entire generation of artisans. And I didn't have the connections to take my manufacturing overseas at the time. And so, you know, in the media world where you would make a mistake, you would go into the back end of your website, you would change whatever you had messed up, and then all was done. In manufacturing, you make a mistake and it can be thousands and thousands of dollars of, you know, trying to correct it, if at all.
Right.
And so, this leads me to where, you know, like I talked about, like I had to get out and I had to network and I had to find someone that could support me. I needed a mentor. I needed expertise. And through that networking, I was introduced to Jackie, who has the manufacturing background, who had the skill set, has the skill set that I needed to take this dream to the next level. And so had I not had the confidence in knowing that I could step out of the CEO position and let someone else execute my dreams, this, where we are today, would never have happened. And so kind of coming full circle with that trust factor is when you bring somebody in, trust that they're going to do a good job. And so, you know, Jackie and I say that we founded the Cause Collection together because before it was named something else, and then now it is our dream that we're doing together. So that leads me into, you know, hiring Jackie and creating this new concept.
That is great. Manufacturing's tough. Like, we provide training materials, but we just decided to do this planner 3 years ago, and it seems like it should be simple enough, and there's nothing simple about it. And it is literally thousands of dollars. And I do agree with you. There is, people have lost the, I want to just say the to care whether it's a good quality or not. Like, that's the thing I see that's missing. And maybe that is a whole generation of artisans, as you mentioned, but it's like people just go, oh, they don't think it through. They don't think about the outcome. Just, oh, this is what you want. Boom. Like, make it. And the quality isn't, they don't care about the quality. They don't care that you've got an issue. You told us to do this. Here's what we provided. Now pay for it. And it's like, I can't give this to my consumer. There's not a real desire or pride in work to want to make that right or to see it be right or to think about that it's, you're not just making it for me to sell, but somebody's going to be using this and you created it. Like, so do it right. Like, I just see that whole piece missing with manufacturing here for sure. Jackie, did you want to talk about any particular challenge or have a fun story that you wanted to share before we moved on to the next question?
Yeah, sure. So this is Jackie. There's so many challenges, and they never change in fashion. And I've been in the fashion industry for 20 years, and it's the same challenges over and over again. And I'm pretty experienced in handling the challenges. So, yeah, I mean, manufacturing apparel is such an old business, and it hasn't changed, you know, in 100 years. And that there's so many human hands making the product, and you know, we actually care about all those human hands along the supply chain, and you know, they make errors. And so I find that to be a struggle when, you know, manufacturing, if something's messed up, I know that it was a human along the way that made this mistake. So, you know, I have to handle I have to come up with a solution that is fair to everybody, right? And mm-hmm. and that's I think the biggest struggle in the fashion industry is, you know, everyone needs to be aware that there are humans along the entire supply chain, and that, you know, at the retail level, you know, people working retail, they need to think, everyone needs to be aware of everyone that's affected along the entire supply chain. We all have to be responsible about it. So mm-hmm. I think that's challenging in the fashion industry. You know, fit is a big challenge, and that's something that we're tackling, and putting a ton of energy into, as you go up the size range, it gets more difficult and difficult to satisfy the various body shapes. But that's something that we're really focused on, and I love that. You know, right now we go up to a size 12, which isn't enough, but that's what we can do well right now. The goal is to go into expanded sizes. So we're working on that, and, you know, people want it, we're being asked it, but we don't want to just expand so quickly that we do it poorly. So yeah, you know, quality is like our number one. It is really our number one thing we focus on here. And to do it right, to have quality, you have to have patience. And it does not happen with a flip of a switch. So, yeah, all that stuff are challenges. Right. But I love them.
Good. So what's working from your happy place mean to you?
This is Cheryl. You know, there's an old adage that says, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Mm-hmm. That's just simply not true. It's just not true. If you bring what you love to market, it's going to be a heck of a lot of work. But the work that you're doing is impactful and meaningful, and it comes from your happy place. That's why I love this podcast so much, is because none of the speakers that come on ever say that it was easy. Mm-hmm. They never say that. They say that it's meaningful. And so do what's meaningful to you, and your work won't feel like a job. And so working from my happy place means that what I'm doing is impactful and meaningful and moving the needle.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, that's great. This is Jackie. Working from my happy place means that I'm doing something that I can be proud of, doing something that is aligned with my ethics and what I believe in. So, you know, it's as simple as that for me. And, you know, I've always only done things that I can be proud of at the end of the day. Yeah.
Very good. So let's talk about what advice you would give to others who are wanting to start their own businesses or are looking to kind of do something completely different than what they currently do in the workspace, but are wanting to be that entrepreneur.
This is Cheryl. I would recommend that you learn on someone else's dime if you're going into something that you don't have experience in. So I'll use if you have this desire to open up a coffee shop, then get a job as a barista. Work every position in that coffee shop, become the manager for a year. And then you come into it when you're spending your friends and family money, with so much more expertise than just the idea of, gosh, I love coffee. I love everything about, being in this space. If you don't know the space, learn the space before you open up before you start a company. Because you're going to get insider information. You're going to get contacts. You're going to have much more know-how and how to set up the business part of it than if you were to just say, okay, I've done it. I'm going to open up my coffee shop.
Yeah, that's great advice. This is Jackie. So always, you have to find a white space in the market, find a need. You have to find something that's not totally saturated, right? But to be able to work in your happy place, right, that opening in the market that you identify also needs to match the passion that you have in life, right? So find an opening in the market and make sure that you love it and that it's something that you can identify with.
Very good. So let's talk about some new exciting things that you ladies are working on and how our guests can find you.
This is Jackie. Yeah, so there's so much exciting things going on with us since we're still an early stage company. Well, we just opened a retail store, our first retail store in Los Angeles. It's on 3rd Street near the Grove. We just had our grand opening in October. So stop by if you're in LA. We'd love to see you. We're also launching some really cool campaigns in 2020. We have a empowered poncho that we're launching around Mother's Day. That's going to be really cool. We're going to be doing a product around making sure we're going to get out the vote next year, which is crucial. So keep your eyes open. That's going to launch in around June, when I think the conventions are going to start sometime mid-year. We're probably going to launch some small leather goods in December of next year for holiday, which is important, some cool gifting items. And in about a week from now, or later this week, we'll have the Open to Change cardigan on our website, which has a really impactful message that, Cheryl came up with, which is awesome. And, it's a fun way to really wear your voice. And at the end of the day, what Cheryl and I talk about is that we're all in this together and we all have a voice and we all have to be open to change. So this cardigan is, one of the first really impactful products that's also super chic. So take a look on the website. You'll love it.
Awesome.
And this is Cheryl. So I just want to come full circle about the community aspect of the Cause Collection. We don't need any more clothing. None of us can say, I need more clothes. That's not the point. The point is that, shopping at the Cause Collection, becoming a member of the community, getting on the email list so that you can see the impact that we're making with the organizations that we're supporting, using your wallet for purchasing power. That's what the company, why it was founded and what we're all about. Yes, we have amazing silks and cashmeres and Ponte and poplin and all of the wonderful, beautiful fabrics that you can find in a contemporary space. But we're here to move the needle, and becoming a part of this community, from buying a sweater to, following some sort of, message that you're empowered by. That's what this is all about. It's doing good, looking good, and feeling good about where we're helping to take the movement.
Very good. So website, Facebook, where can people find you?
On Instagram, we're at The Cause Collection.
TheCauseCollection. So cause, like in causes.
And then the website is thecausecollection.com.
Very good. Well, ladies, thank you so much. And thank you so much for doing something that is not just impactful in the way that a consumer can engage with you, but that is impacting so many lives along that chain. And that's incredible. And that customers are empowered by giving back to some of these causes. So everything that you're doing is so spot on with what people say that really has meaning to them, why they want to buy from someone else. So I appreciate so much everything that you're doing. You've shared some really great wisdom, some gold nuggets today. And so thank you for your time. And I just want to remind everyone listening that if you haven't subscribed to Work From Your Happy Place, please do so. We've got such amazing guests on this show, just like the two lovely ladies that just shared with you right now and gave you so much insight and wisdom. And we don't want you to miss a single episode. So if you subscribe, you will never miss a single episode of Work From Your Happy Place. So again, thanks, ladies, Jackie and Cheryl. I appreciate you so much for everything you're doing and for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Belinda.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.